and meeting Lily later next month.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's going to be coming up. So
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Awesome.
And other family members. But yeah, I think Lily and I are going to have a good time, I think. I hope so. Okay.
Yeah, well, we thank you and appreciate you. Lots of love to you. And have a great week and weekend. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You too.
Yes.
And goodbye to everyone. And not for long. We will talk again soon.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetkaw Park Association, Celia, and we're going to continue on with the show, and we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and this is our program called Free Voices. And up next, we have our guest coming in from Gwaishkana, BC, and his name is Shkwait Shachlach, and he's a very big extreme survivalist. He's come through a lot of diseases and turmoil. He's survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, big flood of a couple of years ago also. So he's a big inspiration. So we're going to play his song of the week that he chooses for us. And we're going to listen to some Music Inside Me. That's the name of the song. And it's from Master Beat. And it's a Tronics DJ radio edit. So let's have a listen to that and we'll get to Shkwait Shachlach. So enjoy, everyone.
So much life outside, but no one's moving. You're coming along, though you're forcing yourself as it ain't grooving. Just listen inside to get your own vibes. It sets you in motion. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. That was from Master Beat and his song Music Inside Me, and it was a Tronix DJ radio edit. And we have Shkwait Shakhlach on the line. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad out. Clouds kind of keeping the heat at bay.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, I like the song you picked, and it's got a little poster on it that says the gym for your ears. And yeah, it just really had me dancing around the whole house today. So it was nice beat to it and nice sounding bass, and the lyrics were really spot on too. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So are they from Australia? Austria? Is that an Austrian group?
Oh, I'm not too sure.
Okay, yeah, I was just looking it up and checking it out, and it said that it was from Austria. So yeah, so And we also thank our people from Down Under for their music, from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And lots of good music coming out of Australia, and I just love to listen to it and share it with everybody, and share also your music and beats and stuff that gets you up and going, and being able to do all the surviving that you've done through Guillain-Barré syndrome and lymphoma, and just all the turmoil that you've managed to survive and come through. And it inspires me, and it inspires a lot of other people out there also. So, and we thank you for your loyalty to come to our program and share what you have inside you, inside your heart and brain, your mind. And we have a subject today, and it's on loyalty. So I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Loyalty. You know, it's a good thing to have, for, you know, that we have loyalty to others and hope that others have loyalty to us. But, you know, we can't just throw our loyalties around blindly, because, you know, we could be anti-bully, but then we're not saying something about our friend who might be bullying somebody else, you know. So, you know, that's causing us, or, you know, if we're bullying somebody, we're causing those around us who are loyal to us to compromise their values, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's good to go over your self values every now and then, make sure you're not being compromised. In your loyalties, throwing it around blindly. So yeah, you know, loyalty's good to have. Loyalty is good to give. Just as long as both parties' values line up, you know, we're not causing each other to compromise our beliefs and values and whatnot. So that's what I figure about loyalty.
Yeah, and the biggest thing to emphasize all that is just like what's going on over there in Ukraine and Russia right now. You know, there's that same kind of loyalty can, you know, get people into trouble. So we gotta be careful, you know, what we're loyal to, and like you said, our values. We gotta really watch out and watch what we're being loyal to, and make sure it's in line with human rights and justice and things that aren't going to affect your friends and family in a negative way. We always want to be promoting positive, uplifting growth in ourselves and humanity. And, yeah. So I really appreciate your input, your coming on and finding these magic music songs that are so uplifting and upbeat and got some good strong lyrics and just everything that you share. It's just always a blessing and an honor and something that I always look forward to every week and just lots of blessings to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's about all I can do now is just try to survive and get hopefully regain my health and be able to be a contributing factor to the community again, you know, physically, you know. It's, you know, it's okay being able to put my so-called wisdom out there, but, you know, I'd rather be out there being able to help train the youth and help the elders physically, like I used to.
Well, it's just a very amazing just to hear you talk about, you know, wanting and wishing to do more. It's very inspiring, and just thank you for sharing and being a blessing to us all.
I thank you guys there at the station and the listeners out there for listening to what I have to say. And I hope it's contributing to better life ambitions. I thank you guys for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love there at the station and to the listeners. And I send it all back to you 100-fold.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And we'll be looking forward to hearing again your next song and your next words. And lots of love to you. And have a great week and weekend. And talk to you very soon.
Okay. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, B.C., and from the Nikla Valley in the Ntlakepmuk territories. So we're going to continue on with our show. We're going to get to our next guest, which is Lady Faima. And before that, we're going to play her a song from Infected Mushroom and Bliss. And the name of the song is called Boss La Roche. So let's have a listen to that and we'll get to Lady Faima. So listen and enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. was a good one. That was Infected Mushroom and Bliss, the name of the song, Boss LaRoche. And if you have an infected mushroom, make sure you take it to your local drug dealer and get it checked out. Anyways, we're here with Lady Fahima. How are you, Lady Fahima?
Hello, Chief. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. My love and respect, my greetings to all the team member, the team member that they associate, accompany their station, Free Voices, and your respected student of Simon Fraser, and all the wonderful listeners across the country, at the reservation, Aboriginal people, Indigenous people, and also outside of the country as well. My greeting and love to each one of you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciated your song. It had us all dancing around. Yeah, so we have our subject today is on loyalty, and I just want to thank you for all your loyalty and coming to our show and just bringing all our guests in and doing all the behind the scenes things to make this show, this program work so well. It's just pretty awesome. I really appreciate and thank you.
Thank you so much, Chief. Is all this for the all warm acknowledgement that you are showering me, basically. But I, after all, and I always have said it, I'm the servant of mankind. And it's my privilege and my honor to allow me to be on this station, my voice to be free, and coming and visiting at your car, wherever you are, at the office, at your house, while you are studying as a student. And thank you very much for having me at the reservation during your work time or non-working time. You allow me to be your guest in your heart. Thank you.
Yes, no problem. Thank you so much. And we'd really love to hear your take on loyalty.
Loyalty, the best example that I can. My loyalty to this ground, to my nation, to all nations, especially as a citizen of the country, Canada, lesser country, my loyalty is coming back. Whatever I learn, I give back to universe. I give back to the world, not only to Canada, because it's representing Canada to the rest of the world. This is one action, one very small step of my activity that I lay down. And on the other hand is you, Chief Shackley, no matter up and down the different position and whatsoever, you walk with Councillor Ferry for a very solid time, 25 years, more than 25 years, basically. And you, all the activity you provided to the ground, you know, to the grassroots people especially, is significant. And you carry on and continuing her, basically, her style. And you have your own style, which is significant. And I go back to all the wonderful high-educated, like Dr. Akhavan, like Dr. Hamedani, like Fiona Dalton, CEO of St. Paul Hospital, and like Anna Marquez, the youngest.
And Dr. Lateef.
Yes, she's going to be present physically, live on the radio station, and also will be recorded some of her interview as well.
Wow.
And this is the great news. And Dr. The dentist that we have,
yeah,
Dr. Lateef. And these are all we're giving back. You know, they're also loyal. Behind all the giant education they have done, they could go and take and rest and enjoy their life. They are enjoying their life that is different. They are coming back to the society, give back their, you know, activity in the very humble way, and volunteer in many areas to give back to universe.
Mm.
And these are all loyalty that we have a great example. And on top of our loyalty, we have to start with ourselves. Be loyal to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And everything starts with our own soul, with our own heart, with our own brain. Thank you very much for having me. As I always said that, I'm the servant of mankind, and we are all branches of one tree, and that tree is the universe, is the Mother Earth. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for coming on, sharing everything that you bring to the program, you know, the guests you bring, the wonderful, strong words and wisdom that you bring. It's always such a blessing and honor and a privilege to have you come and join us on live and share all these amazing, magnificent words of wisdom. It's just such a blessing for my ears, and I know for all our listeners out there, our ears are blessed, and we're really appreciative. And thank you so much for all that you do for us. And it's just a really uplifting and brilliant thing that you do for us. And I just really commend you for all that hard work and energy that you put into it.
My pleasure, Chief. My pleasure.
Okay, so we thank you, and I guess we're going to have to let you go for now. And lots of love to you for your week and weekend. And looking forward to talking to you and listening to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you kindly.
Okay, bye for now.
Yes, bye.
Okay, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima, our guest speaker here. She's the sister of Councillor Fari, Madam Ottawa, and just a real blessing to our program. So we're going to finish off our program with a little bit of Johnny Cash. So let's listen to some Johnny Cash, Man in Black. So thank you all for joining us. Here's Johnny.
Look around the other day. I talked with several of you, and we asked each other a lot of questions. I asked you questions, you asked me questions, and an idea for a song started brewing then. And since I saw you last Saturday, I wrote this song. And I just finished writing this song, the fourth or fifth rewrite this morning, so that's why I've got to have the cards to remind myself of what the words are, the last version I wrote. This song is a very personal thing, I suppose you might say, but it's the way I feel about a lot of things. This song is called The Man in Black. Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.